This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad. This is James. How may I help you?
Hi, James. It's Rebecca with XPO. I have a product going back. Would you like the FMS number?
Sure. Give me 1 second here. What is the FMS number?
I have 7527-5696.
5696. Search.
Customer's a little heated, but...
Well, I mean, I don't know what... Well, let's look at what we have before we can
see what we can do. It's not really anything that could have been helped. I guess without a site survey.
Oh. So it didn't fit?
Oh, no, it wasn't that it didn't fit. It's a, let's see. Do you want me to confirm the name and address?
Oh, yeah, I'm still working on that part. I just
oh, no worries.
I'll talk.
It doesn't, it's a gas appliance. Excuse me. Even though it's a single built-in electric oven, I don't think they have one for a gas oven, but her pipe will need a valve.
Oh.
And they can't turn off the gas where she's located to install a valve, so she will have to have a plumber come and handle that. I did call and confirm that with her. She's like, yeah, you're about 10 steps behind. So she answered the phone, wrong number. So she's a feisty lady. But.
Oh, okay. So
she did confirm that the products are going back because she needs to have a shutoff valve installed. There's not one at all.
So the delivery and the install were refused. Is that what we're saying?
Yes, the products are going back. They'll be returned Monday morning.
Were refused. Okay, customer will return.
Well, no, no. Our guys bring the stuff back Monday.
Oh, okay.
It's usually
okay.
Next day, but, you know, it's Saturday, so
well,
we give them a day.
Tomorrow's Sunday, yeah. Dispatch delivery and install were refused. I never thought of that. I don't usually work Mondays, so that would be a valid thing
me
to
neither.
Remember
I'm
on Saturday. By
Tuesday
the way,
Saturday person myself, but
by the way, you may not be able to return or exchange it until Monday.
Well, it'll get returned, but yeah, if she didn't want to leave it on site, then she just gives herself a couple.
I mean, like physically change it in the system is what I mean. It's because I got
yeah.
to look at our. So let's start with our thing. What is the name and the address of the customer?
It is Marie Rush at 446 Bang Street in Aurora, Illinois, 60505. And I did speak with her at the number on file, ending in 4722.
Number 630-898-4722.
That's it.
Okay. So we had a gas wall oven, and that, of course, wasn't delivery install or refused. Customer did. So the customer wanted electric, or no, they don't have valves.
They don't have a SKU. I don't believe for a gas wall oven, much like with the cooktop, they only have a SKU for an electric cooktop, so regardless of the fuel source, that's what it looks like on there, but it is a gas cooktop, or gas.
So we actually couldn't have installed it in. Anyway.
Wall oven. Right, she has a gas line, like a gas pipe. She just needs a valve for us to access it installed.
Okay.
So. I don't know if she's going to reselect electric. I don't know if she's set up for electric, but she did definitely buy a gas unit. It's just the SKUs are weird because the built-ins, some of them, they don't have gas ones, but they cost the same, basically, for that installation. So I don't guess they made a...
And if you would have had the parts, then if it would have been ready, then you would have been able just to quickie do it.
Right, just hooking on it.
Or exchange
for electric if they're set up for that. But the plumber should be able to put a valve out.
Once chosen and fixed, we'll call to reschedule or exchange. I'm just trying to make my notes, and I'm sorry I talk out loud.
No
while
worries.
I do, but it's, I
had to call people back because
than...
DOT didn't make clear enough notes. I had to call back and get another breeze code a day later.
I try to make
you go for it.
I try to make as many notes as I can, and I'm dyslexic, so a lot of times I make the notes and. People are like, you added this line, it makes no sense. I was like, yeah, it does if you add the three words I didn't put in it. You know, let me clear that up. So now I kind of read it back to myself to make sure that I have an exact on what's going on. So let me read it back to you. So dispatch, which is you, tried to delivery install, was refused because they don't have a gas wall oven valve.
They need a valve for their gas pipe that this would be connected
right.
to.
Right. They don't have an oven valve. Okay. Gas. Yeah. Let's get rid of wall. Just gas valve. All right. We'll like that word. See, that's why I look at it. Customer is going to speak to a plumber or exchange for an electric unit. once chosen and fixed, we'll call to reschedule or exchange. Would that be about accurate to what we've talked about?
I believe so.
See? See, I'm getting better every time I think of these things. I'm hoping your day goes this well, because my spelling has gone up at least 20% today. Do you need a? You said you needed another case ID.
Yep. Anytime we can't complete something, we need that breeze code.
Oh, of course. 284-673-965. I can read it back to you if you'd like me to.
I've got 284-673-965.
That would be correct.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
And thank you. You too. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
That would be it. You have a great one.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad.
Bye.